This is Dr. Sachdeva, SACHDEVA, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Angel Barreto Aguirre. First name is Angel, A-N-G-E-L. Middle name is Barreto, B-A-R-R-E-T-O. Last name is Aguirre, A-G-U-I-R-R-E. Date of birth, 11-10-2019. This letter is being written to Dr. Juan Carrillo. First name is Juan, J-U-A-N. Last name is Carrillo, C-A-R-R-I-L-L-O. Address 2880 Story Road, second floor, San Jose, California. Telephone number 408-929-5439. Fax number 408-929-5010. Dear Dr. Carrillo, C-A-R-R-I-L-L-O. Thank you for asking me to see this 3-year-old child in allergy consultation, period. His history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Angel developed 8 scrambled eggs quite some time ago and developed a reaction manifested by facial redness and some itching and some vomiting, and he was taken to emergency room where he was given some medication. We are not able to ascertain what was given to him. However, he was quite well next day, and he may have received some shot, but details are not very clear, period. There was no coughing, wheezing, any significant shortness of breath, diarrhea, period. He has eaten cakes and cookies and just about everything else containing eggs and milk without any problem, period. There is no history of any other reactions to any food, any foods in past, period. There is no history of any asthma or rhinitis, period. He does have dry skin and possibly low-grade eczema and is usually manageable with use of Aveeno eczema cream, period. Overall, he is healthy, period. He had some lab work done many years ago, but we were not able to get the results, period. Overall, he has been he's in decent health, period. I discussed with family in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. Family was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. I've got some lab work and results are as follows. Total serum IgE 93.4, which is pretty close to normal. His egg allergy test to different components like ova albumin and ova mucoid is normal. This will probably, I have not done any more allergy testing in him. I wanted them to come back for some skin testing and perhaps repeat his allergy testing period. Overall, I believe he does not have any significant problem. However, we should not be feeding him eggs unless we can really be sure that there are no significant allergies to eggs, period. Certainly, he may require a food challenge in future, period. Certainly, as you know, he can eat foods that contain eggs, and that would indicate to me that his egg allergy would probably disappear over some time, period. My best bet is to continue egg avoidance and the family has EpiPen, and then certainly we should repeat his testing along with skin testing in near future period. My final diagnosis, number one, dry skin, number two, history of low grade, possible egg allergy. My treatment plan, avoid any eggs. Number two, repeat RAS testing and component testing and skin testing in near future. Number three, Benadryl can be given for any minor reaction. Number four, family has an EpiPen and certainly they should administer EpiPen in case there is a generalized reaction period. I would be very happy to see him again and go over the appropriate management and discuss with the family the whole plan period. As overall, I believe he should do quite well, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With the warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Angel Barreto Aguirre. Thank you.